want people to know that when it comes to education, we can be the best. And of course, that leads to achievement gap. We're going to pause on that because I still say we can all be the best.
What I will always have is a voice on the board, and I will use my voice to tirelessly advocate for putting more resources into teaching kids to read.
I have to give service back to this community because of that, because the citizens have given me a gift to be able to get my education and attain the goals that I want, and I want to give that service back.
Hi, this is Intersection. I'm Janet Saidi. There are two seats open on the Columbia Public Schools Board of Education, and voters will decide between three candidates on April 2nd. The district is the seventh largest in the state, with 21 elementary schools, 6 middle schools, and 4 high schools, and with more than 18,000 students total. Though there are three candidates, there will be 4 on the ballot next week. One candidate, Brian Jones, dropped out of the race. But because of dropout deadlines, he remains on the ballot. And so this is something you'll not hear us say very often on KBIA, don't vote for him. Della Streety Wilhoit, Jay Atkins, and Blake Willoughby are the three candidates running for the Columbia School Board. And 3 of our Intersection producers sat down to talk with them about their platforms, their goals as a board member, and how their previous experience will help them if elected. First up, producer Cassidy Arena sat down with Della Streety Wilhoit. She told Cassidy her family has shaped her not only as a mother, but as an educator and now as a candidate.
My name is Della Streety Wilhoit. I like to be called Della, but you know I'm running for the Columbia Public School Board, and they have Ardella Streety Wilhoit on it, which is fine. My father gave me that name, and then as the years went on, my mother dropped the AR, and that is why I've been Della since like I was 5 years old. So to tell you a little bit about myself, I have 2 children, and I'm married. My 2 children are actually close to 25 years apart. I had one too young, and I had another one too old. I married a wonderful man, and he was right there with me when he recognized that my love is to educate youth. Lastly, I guess I am a Missouri girl. I was born and raised in Southeast Missouri.
So when the Tigers score, that's also a win for you too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's a little bit about you. Tell us about what led you to run for the Board of Education.
I did not have an agenda. I have always been an educator. I knew that this was the year that I wanted to do something. I wanted to advance my voice.
So it wasn't necessarily a plan, but no, more just a natural next step.
It was definitely a natural next step. I want to let people know the accomplishments of the school board. I think that the school board is doing very, very good, and they need more people to say those things and let it catch on fire. You know, instead of us being the critics, we just need to let Columbia catch on fire and compliment ourselves. But you have to build trust. And I thought about my family and how we communicated and so forth. And I used the word the other night in a form that I said that people should duke it out. And I got that from my mother and father saying, hey, you guys better communicate and go out there and fight or duke it out.
Have you ever thanked your siblings for helping you duke it out?
And oh, gosh, yes, yes. Every now and then, as I continue to grow in my education, and they grew in their education, and we grew in just our common sense, we recognize that we can have fun with it. One time, one of my sisters got pretty upset with me, and she waited till I was asleep, and she got some scissors and snipped my hair. And all of these years later, she said, Della, do you remember me doing that to you? She said, I was so angry. And so I said, yeah, I remember that. But we laughed about it.
So you spoke a little bit about your passions. You obviously have passion for your family and for education. Are there any other passions that have lent themselves to help your run for Board of Education?
I think that all of our children need to know the arts, of course, but we need to look at the science. We need to look at technology, the engineer and the mathematics field. Those fields are not just for the few. It is for everyone, and boys and girls. And so saying that, I want us to boost those programs. And I don't see a lot of soil scientists out there that are women. I don't see a lot of engineers that are women. The people that are teaching the calculus, it's not because we can't. We just have never been told we can. So saying that, I want people to know that when it comes to education, we can be the best. And of course, that leads to achievement gap. We're going to pause on that because I still say we can all be the best. We can boost the STEM program. We can do so many things. And then if we see that we are falling down a little bit, someone can pick us up. As I look over my life, I think this passion has been growing for many, many years. It appeared that every job that I have had young people around me. And from my son to others, the young people would talk with me, and I see how intelligent you are, not just my son, my daughter, but you are. And my son was the person that said, Mom, just because we're young does not mean that we don't know things and you should listen. He was only like 12 or 13 then, and that made sense to me. I really believe that some of the things that we are doing now, it was in our future to always to do. And I think that this is the best time for me to be on the school board. I think we are changing, and I think we're changing to bring everything full circle. I think that people want the young people to be better educated. I think that many of our leaders want our teachers to stay here and not leave. We want people such as you in the field of your expertise to stay here. And so I want to be a part of putting our name on the map for good things, not for bad things. And I think that we can do it. And we can do it pretty easy if we work together. When I talk one-on-one with people, I find they want a change. People want a change. What's the big deal? You know, particularly the young people. They just don't have all of that burden that we have. Race is just not an issue. A cell phone going out is a worse issue for them than some of the other stuff that we're dealing with.
Okay, just bear with me here. If you could have just your own school district, it's all on your own. You get to decide everything about it. What does that school district look like?
I would want my school to have every child to have a second language. I think that is very important, and a third if you can. Instead of having small tours and bus trips, I think our students should go international so they understand that the world is bigger than just that school area. And by that, you will have better informed kids. They wouldn't be afraid to do things in that area, and they would already be accepted in that school district.
So we are running close to the end of our time. Is there any last idea that you want to leave our listeners with?
When when I become a member of the school board, I hope that they recognize that I am for the community, I am for our children, because our children is our future, but I am not their savior. I am only one person that I want to do extraordinary things, but I'm just an ordinary person.
You You're listening to Intersection. That was producer Cassidy Arena talking with Columbia School Board candidate Della Streety Wilhoit. They talked about her platform, goals, and a little of family mischief. Now, Intersection producer Seth Bodine talks with another candidate on the ballot for Columbia School Board, Jay Atkins. They spoke about how his experience working in government would translate if elected. But first, Seth asked what led Jay Atkins to run for school board.
My wife and I have four kids, and three of them are in Columbia Public Schools now. The fourth one will be starting Columbia Public Schools next year. He's in kindergarten. And we find ourselves spending a whole lot of time in and around Columbia Public Schools, and we see the good and the bad, and there's a whole lot of good, but we just wanted to be involved in that process and, you know, make sure that our schools are under proper stewardship, and not just for our kids but for everybody's kids, and that's really what led to it.
What would you say are some important issues that you've been hearing from parents and some important issues you see as a parent with kids in school?
The biggest and most important one for me is literacy, and particularly literacy, third grade reading proficiency for all of our kids. And I think that is, an area that needs improvement in Columbia Public Schools. I think it's very frustrating to me that our achievement gap measures are still as wide as they are. We're being outperformed by other districts in the state that should not be outperforming us when you look at the numbers. And I think the school board has tried to protect our dollars for reading specialists and literacy and literacy programs and things like that over the years, but I just don't think they've done a good enough job. I think that we have pigeonholed our kids into this into one way of learning literacy. Traditionally, that's been with this whole language concept that was very, it's was taught at Mizzou for years, and it's been part of our reading curriculum in Columbia Public Schools for years, and it works great for a lot of kids. Doesn't work for all kids. Literacy is not a one size fits all. There's a lot of emerging science in literacy that I think we're late adopting in our school district, and I think that needs to change. Now, we can argue whether or not that is a practical approach and whether or not it's realistic that we achieve 100%, but to my mind, that misses the point. The goal itself ought to be 100%, and if I am elected, not only will I fight to make that the goal, but I will fight to divert whatever resources we have at our disposal to make sure that we meet that goal.
How do you think the Board of Education in Columbia mm-hmm. can improve literacy rates at the third grade level?
Well, I mean, there's a number of ways. One, and this is another one of my columns of my campaign, is getting out of this business of micromanaging teachers in their classroom, right? Teachers are with their students in the classroom every single day, and they know the students better than anybody else in the district does, certainly better than any of the members of the board do. So I think the strategy one is to define the goal, and then you find the best teachers you can, give them the tools they need to meet the goal, and then get out of their way and let them teach. And if you need to go back and then correct, if you're not getting the results and you want to, and you need to make some corrections, you can do that. It's always good to, it's best, this comes from my, probably more from my business perspective on this, but if you're going to invest in something, you want to invest in it fully. And then if it's going to fail, you want to fail early so that you can course correct. Right. And I don't think we've really done that. I think the approach has been more of, hey, we believe in this and we're just going to keep pounding and pounding and pounding on this and, you know, try and fit this round peg in the square hole when maybe half the time it doesn't fit. So I think we need flexibility. I think we need to allow take an everything and approach, right? Give our teachers all the tools they need and set the expectation, give them the tools they need, and then let them go do the job that we're hiring them for. And I think if you give teachers that flexibility and you kind of trust them with the ability to teach students, I think not only are you going to get better results, but I think you're going to have happier teachers. So you kind of get the best of both worlds there. And then the other thing is, I mean, it's a resource question too, right? There's resources are always a struggle for schools. No district, I don't think you'll ever find a district that thinks that they have all the money they need, and Columbia is no different. So you got to prioritize, and you have to start making some choices. And you know, if I'm elected, if I have a seat on the board, you know, it's a board of seven, so I don't always get my way. In fact, maybe I'll never get my way. But what I will always have is a voice on the board, and I will use my voice to tirelessly advocate for putting more resources into teaching kids to read. If kids are being suspended from their classroom and sent to you know, sit in the detention room, or they're being suspended and going to a different facility, and we have issues like that which come up quite, you know, come up a lot in the public school setting and in Columbia, you know, let's see if we can find a way to put reading specialists in those rooms. Let's use that time productively. You know, we don't need to have kids just sitting around. Let's make sure that we have plenty of reading specialists to go around at our schools, particularly in elementary school. If you got a kid that's struggling, let's, you know, give them some special attention. Let's put resources into it. If that's time, that's people, that's financial resources, whatever it takes. But if I'm on the board, one of my biggest priorities will always be to divert as many resources as we can towards teaching kids to read.
Told me a little bit about your background as a prosecutor and about being in government. How do you think the experiences that you had in those professions will transfer to the school board?
For the record, I think I mentioned before, I was a registered lobbyist in Jefferson City. I spent my time walking around the Capitol, meeting with elected officials at state level and advocating for, you know, different causes for my clients. That is hugely valuable when it comes to being elected to the school board, because the school board in a number of ways is at the mercy of what happens in Jefferson City. Certainly one of the other columns of my campaign is protecting local control. I think that's hugely important. I think that we here in Columbia can make better decisions about how to run our schools than the folks down in Jefferson City can. So I will work to protect as much control locally as I can. But beyond that, you just have to be able to engage. If you want to protect local control, if you want to do good things for the school, if you want to be a productive and effective advocate for your client, or in this case for the school board, then you got to know how the system works. I have a very specific set of skills that I've developed over a long career of walking the halls in Jefferson City. And I do think one of the things that this district has done, or past boards have done a particularly poor job at, is developing relationships with our elected officials in Jefferson City. It's one thing to get to know your local reps and your local senator, and I know all those folks, and they're good people, and they work hard, and you know.
So you think those connections might help you on the school board?
Oh, undoubtedly. But my point was, it's one thing to just know your local folks, but it's quite another to know, you know, all the folks, you know, to really have relationships throughout that building. I mean, just as an example, I graduated law school with the Speaker of the House. He's a good friend of mine. I've known him since before he ran for office. So I've known our new Attorney General, Eric Schmidt. I've known him since he was in his first year in the Senate. Our new Treasurer, Scott Fitzpatrick. In fact, I'll go back further than that. One of the very first bills that Scott Fitzpatrick ever passed as a representative was a bill that he and I worked on together. So it's just a product of kind of time and familiarity and professional development. I understand how Jefferson City works. I understand who the people are. I have those relationships in place, and that is hugely valuable for somebody on the school board to have, because it doesn't exist now.
You're listening to Intersection on KBIA. That was producer Seth Bodine talking with Jay Atkins, who's running for Columbia Public School Board on April 2nd. With our final candidate, Blake Willoughby, Intersection producer Sydney Steele spoke with him about his experience being a PhD student and educator at MU and how that would benefit the Columbia Public Schools Board of Education. Here's their conversation.
My name is Blake Willoughby. I am running for Columbia Public School Board. I am a grad student here at the University of Missouri. I'm getting my PhD in theater and performance studies. And so a lot of my work that I do here in the university is using theater as a model for diversity and inclusivity practices. And then I also do a lot of service work here in the community.
Can you tell me more about the ways you've been engaged in the Columbia community, such as the boards you've served on at the city level?
Currently, I serve as the vice chair to our Substance Abuse Advisory Commission. And really what got me to be engaged in that, because that was the first commission I got on, was because as a graduate student, I get a tuition waiver and I have an assistantship. And that is all paid by Missouri citizens' taxes, because that goes to our education fund at the state level. And due to that, I really do feel a service. I have to give service back to this community because of that, because the citizens have given me a gift to be able to get my education and attain the goals that I want, and I want to give that service back. Some of that also comes into how I was raised. I'm a Gold Star family member, and so what that means is that I am a family member who lost a parent or another individual in the Iraq War, Afghanistan War, and it goes to all of our wars. If you've lost a family member, you are a Gold Star family. My father passed away in the Iraq War when I was 9, back in 2003, and he was an Army Ranger. And so really those values of duty, respect, and selfless service really carried a lot in our family.
What made you decide to run for school board?
I felt that it was really important to have educators on the school board. I feel that's important across the nation. And so as an educator at the higher education level, I felt a need to run just to have that perspective there. We also currently on the board don't have anyone who is working at higher education. And so that's a perspective that I feel is necessary when it comes to our students' life readiness. And if they choose to be college ready by the time they graduate, helping them through that transition and making sure that we have programs that are doing that effectively. Since getting into the race, I've noticed that there is a distrust at large with the community that they have with the school board. And so with my work in facilitating community dialogue, I feel that I can bring an approach as a school board member of constant engagement, constantly being present in our community, and in working with our parents, our teachers, our students, and community members outside of board meetings and listening to what's going on and what they're seeing and what they would like to see the district do.
Why do you think that it's important that Columbia students be prepared for college when they graduate?
I don't think that it's important for all of our students here in CPS. I think it's the students that are choosing to be college ready. If they're wanting that, I think that is highly important, because the first year we do see is the most critical year in college of if a student is going to stay and be retained and finish out their 4 years or if they're not going to. And a lot of that comes into being prepared for college courses and being on your own and you having your own free time. No parent is telling you, do your homework, do your reading. And so if we are making sure that the students that choose to be college ready are ready and they have those skill sets and know how to manage their time on their own, then we are ensuring that they finish out what they said they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And they're not hitting setbacks.
Can you tell me about what kind of policies you'd like to see the school district implement to accomplish those goals?
I really think it comes into talking to our students, talking to our parents, and talking to our teachers. I don't know specifically what policies should be implemented or changed in what those are. I think it's a larger conversation that has to happen over a couple years. Beyond being college ready, I think some policies that we can look at when it comes to being career ready is that we are offering courses that give our students skills and trades that they can offer to the community. And so whether that comes into welding, cosmetology, computer services, technology, we offer some of those courses through our career center, but I would continue to like that growth happen in those areas.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that, the things you'd like to do if you were elected to the school board?
No, yeah, the biggest thing that I would like to do is really being that constantly engaged, because I do believe that as board members, we might have ideas or opinions or thoughts about what would be the right decision to do, but at the end of the day, we are voted by the community. We need to be beholden to our community, and we need to make sure that the decisions we are making are really what they want. And so that's a large factor of what I would like to see. And I would like to see our students have a little bit of a larger voice when it comes to our strategic planning. And so something that I would like to see the board do is create another committee that is student-focused and sat by our students, specifically our high school students, and is representational of our student body. And having them have an influence and a voice in saying, these are the things that worked in making us life ready. These are the things that we were having barriers and issues on attaining, and this is what we would like to see happen. and having that be a conversation of our strategic planning, because by not including them, they're the people who are on the grounds getting the education we are trying to give them. They're the ones who are supposed to be benefiting. And if they feel that there are areas where they didn't benefit enough, we should be able to listen to them and try and make those alterations. And so it really does come into that age being a huge factor.
Can you tell me what makes you different from the other candidates?
I bring a fresh perspective of being a young, community-engaged artist educator. By being 24, turning 25 in a couple weeks, I'm the closest in age to understanding what our kids are navigating when they're becoming life-ready for graduation. I also, like I said, think that being at the largest university that majority of our CPS students go to because we're in the backyard is important because I can effectively see, like, is our college readiness really working for these kids? And nationally, we are seeing a conversation with college professors that we feel that the students coming in as freshmen aren't well prepared and right in their writing essays, their critical thinking, and the way that they're comprehending information. And so really effectively making sure that our school district at large is ensuring that our high school students are prepared and they do have those skills if they want to be college ready.
Mm-hmm. What is the most important thing you want voters to know about you as a person or as a candidate?
I think the most important thing for voters to know is that I will ensure that for the next 3 years, if elected, that no matter what your race, your socioeconomic status, your gender, your age, your job title, your sexuality, or your varying abilities are, your voice is going to be heard and your perspective is going to be represented on the board. Because at the end of the day, I do fully believe that the seven of us that sit on the school board are not the real school board. We are just representatives of the community that got elected. The real school board is the community.
That was Intersection producer Sydney Steele speaking with Columbia School Board candidate Blake Willoughby, who's running against Della Streety Wilhoit and Jay Atkins. The three are running for open seats on the Columbia School Board of Education. The election's April 2nd. Intersection is produced by Molly Dove with Emily Aiken, Betsy Smith, and me. Thanks to producer Sydney Steele, Seth Bodine, and Cassidy Arena for taking their questions to Columbia's three school board candidates. Again, the municipal elections are Tuesday, April 2nd, and something you will hear us say at KBIA, go and vote. I'm Janet Saidi. Thanks for listening.